Did you listen to hear what Jesus said about himself? What did Jesus say he was? The vine. That's right. I am the vine, said Jesus to his friends. He said, I am the vine. And my father tends the vineyard. He strims and he trims, he grooms and he prunes, and he shapes each grape-bearing branch. I am the vine, said Jesus to his friends. He said, I am the vine, and you are the branches. Let me flow in you, let me grow in you, and we will make grapes together. I am the vine, and you are the branches. So this today represents a vine. It actually isn't a vine. Have any of you got vines in your gardens? Some of you got vines in your gardens? Fantastic. You've got vines in your gardens, so you can see them, you can visualize them. And very obvious question, I just want to check that we all know. But where do these grapes come from? Not Waitrose, but yes, you're quite right, David. Further back than Waitrose in the chain, where do they come from? The vine. Yes, you can see them up there on a long, great, big vine. You see the grapes all on those branches. These beautiful grapes are grown on a vine. And do some of you who grow vines in your houses get some bunches of grapes on the end? It's quite something to see, isn't it? The grapevine was originally used as a symbol of the nation of Israel in the Old Testament. And like a grapevine, the nation of Israel was meant to be fruitful. It was meant to bless other people. The people of Israel were meant to be fruitful and bless other people. And it was meant to show people all around them how good it was to live in a close relationship with God. Like grapes on a grapevine, connected in that intimate way, with goodness flowing backwards and forwards. But many, many times they didn't do this. For example, they decided to worship other things instead of God. They made funny statues and stone piles and all sorts of other things, and they melted down gold and built golden calves and worshipped that instead of God. And they kept the blessing also from themselves, saying it's for us, it's not for other people, we don't want to share this. We're the only people who should have God's blessings. So Jesus came, and Jesus told his followers that he was the true vine, and he was the source of all life, and he was the source of all blessing. Do you remember these grapes from beginning? I'm going to put them down there. And if you feel hungry, please do come and get one. I'm going to give you the choice of both, of course, the mouldy ones. Such a shame to waste, isn't it, really? So, you know, if you feel like being blessed and trying out those, please do. But his followers were called the branches of the vine. And they were called to bear good fruit and to bless other people. And when we choose to follow Jesus, we are drawn into a life-giving relationship with him. There you are, sweetheart. The good grapes, interesting, isn't it? The good grapes being gone for and not the mouldy old ones. The ones which are full of goodness and taste. The ones which are wonderful fruits and will bless them. When we choose to follow Jesus, we are drawn into a life-giving relationship with him. And because of that relationship, grapes full of goodness on the branches of Jesus, the vine feeding us with all that goodness. Because of that, we bear good fruit ourselves that blesses other people. And that in the Bible is also called the fruit of the Spirit. Anyone heard of the fruit of the Spirit? Right. Okay, the only way I can remember what the fruits of the Spirit are is to sing a song. But before I sing the song, to check that I've not missed them out, we're going to have a little guessing game any of us about what the fruits of the Spirit are in the Bible? Any of us know? Anyone like to shout out any things that come to your mind? What are the fruits of the Spirit named in the Bible?
Patience.
Patience. Several people said patience. Doesn't mean a lot of us need patience today. That's really good. Patience. Great, excellent one. Love. Peace. Kindness. Joy. Gentleness. Self-control. Hope. Thankfulness. Kind of faithfulness. They're all there. How did the song go? The fruit of... This is really probably old, probably about 1960s. Sorry about the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
For I got...
For such is... No, there you are. Round of applause, please, for the singer. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. That is fruit that comes from being attached to Jesus in our life. So, last question before we just try and remember one verse today is, what do you do to stay connected to Jesus? What do you do to keep connected to the vine? What do you do so that you're close to Jesus and Jesus' sap, if you like, and goodness can feed you in your life the whole time, so that you don't end up becoming shriveled, mouldy, bad and bitter, but you become full of the goodness of the taste of God and can share that wonderful taste with others? What do you do in your lives? Do you use Bible notes? Do you pray together? Do you support each other? What is it that you do? What do you need, perhaps, to help you draw closer to Jesus so that you can bear good fruit and also taste that good fruit in your lives? Think about that for a moment. What do you need and what can you do to be full of that goodness so that you can taste it for yourselves and share it and bless other people as you are blessed by God as well? We're now going to try and learn this verse, or at least repeat it a couple of times so that we can take it away with us and then think about it more. And it is John chapter 15, verse 5. And we're just going to say those sections line by line and then just think about it. Because if we can take this verse away with us somehow, we'll go back and look it up, we'll become more familiar with it and remember it throughout our days and our weeks, it will be a real encouragement to us. Remembering bits from the Bible sometimes when we are struggling or whatever, when we're in a different situation, can be a wonderful way of being fed and blessed by Jesus so that we can bless other people. So let's just see if we can do that. So I'm going to break that down into those bits, those short bits. First of all, say after me, please, I am the vine. I am the vine. We're going to say that once more. I am the vine. I am the vine. You are the branches. You are the branches. If you remain in me, if you remain in me, and I in you, and I in you, you will bear much fruit. You will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. You can do nothing. Let's just read that through once more. And remember, it is John chapter 15, verse 5. So we read that through once more. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. John chapter 15, verse 6. 5. Thank you very much.